The Tea and Sanctuary Advent Calendar 2023 with Emma Newman. Day 25. So if you're listening to this in real time, it's Christmas Day. Merry Christmas if you celebrate it. Today's feeling that I want to share is very simple, and I really hope this is something that you have experienced lately. I really hope it's something you've experienced today. And that is the simple act of being hugged by someone you love. There is nothing like it. And if you haven't had that, I really hope that you find that soon. And if someone you love is not with you today, I hope that you see them soon and you can have that hug and that it's extra long and extra lovely. The episode that I want to talk about today is, again, one of the ones which is seen as one of the all-time greats of Next Generation, and rightly so. It's one of my personal favourites. It's Darmok. This is from season 5, it's episode 2. It's given us a veritable bounty of internet memes. It's just so great. I love it so much. I'm a real language nerd. I studied French, Spanish and English at A level. I did a linguistics module in my degree. I love anything that plays with language, and that's what this does. In the Star Trek universe, where you have the Universal Translator, which is, of course, the device that's necessary to make the entire television universe possible, that this is something which is just one of those things you accept. It's a staple of the genre, because it's not interesting all the time to watch linguistic barriers being overcome in realistic ways. So we have the Universal Translator, it takes care of it, fine. We can get on with enjoying stories. That's fine. What I love about this episode is that it takes that away. Something which is so fundamental to being able to experience Star Trek. The things that they say are still grammatically understandable, but because their language is based on allegory and metaphor, you have to have the context to be able to understand it. And that's just such a great idea. I love it. I just love this show, this episode rather, just on a conceptual level. Add in the guy who plays the captain, Dathan. He's so good. He's so warm and earnest and believes in what he's doing so much, to the point where he literally sacrifices his own life to make this happen. It is such a poignant and beautiful thing that he is doing, and so distressing that it has to come to that for him to achieve what he wants to achieve. You know, there are other ways, surely. But that's the path he decides to take. And you can understand why, when you start to understand their language, you can understand why he would see this as the best way to do that. Because the way that they conceptualize the world through their language leads to thinking in this way. They need to create a story that is so great and so meaningful that it can take that place within the collective consciousness of their people. And it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. The scene at the fire, the campfire, and the run-up to it, where Picard totally fails basic survival 101 and can't make a fire. We've all been there, right? But he can't make a fire, and, you know, he gets helped by this guy, and it's still really difficult. But Picard suddenly starts to understand what is going on. Linguistically, Temba, his arms wide, and it's beautiful. But the thing that I really love is when he goes and sits at the fire with Dathan and tells the story of Gilgamesh and breaks it down into the critical component parts, and you see that moment of connection between them, the light in Dathan's eyes as he starts to realize that he's talking about people, he's talking about something that is important, because stories are important. It makes my heart soar. And of course, in parallel to this, there is the extreme stress on the Enterprise as they're trying to work out what to do. They can see that Picard is in danger. They can't communicate with the opposite ship. Riker is really losing his patience and his temper with these people. then when Picard returns, and he's got the knife and says, Picard and Dathan at Eladrel, I think that's what it is, and talks about the rest, all of the other phrases that we've learned. He tells them the story and they understand. And that moment where the first officer on the other ship understands, that moment you see in his eyes of, oh, it worked. And then because it is working, he understands that his captain has died. And that moment of relief and joy and triumph and then grief. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. This is one of those stories where it's telling a story on the surface that you can enjoy, but it's also telling a really deep down story as well. That story of connection between people from completely different cultures. The story of stories. The way that stories shape us culturally. The way that they help us to understand things. The way that they evolve and the way that we do that evolves. I love internet meme culture. I love watching it evolve. I love watching it play out. And this is exactly the same thing in a way. It's just like a little different flavor of it. I love all of the stories that I've encountered over my life of moments of connection. And I've experienced that in this very tiny way, going to France and going to Spain and speaking to people in their own language, and you see that transformation, you see that light in someone's eyes. And it doesn't matter if your accent is a little off or you've pronounced something wrong or you have a little bit of a grammatical error. It's that moment of appreciating that someone is trying to communicate with you. Years ago, I was on my way to work in London. I was at a train station and a woman came over and she was really stressed and really lost, bless her. And I could tell from her accent that she was French. And I responded to her in French and said, you know, are you French? Where do you need to go to? I'm happy to help you. And the relief on her face. And I helped her. I guided her, like gave her directions, because that's like one of the first things you learn in like GCSE French is directions. It came in useful. And being able to help her and just that feeling of just feeling so happy and lucky to have been able to be that person for her at that moment. And that people have done that for me so many times in my life because of being able to have that shared understanding linguistically. So yeah, this episode I just think is phenomenal. It's so beautiful. And I think also is one of those episodes which shows Picard's strengths in a really interesting way, that he's always figuring stuff out. I mean, obviously we see every single captain do that. We see so many characters do that. But I guess Picard is my captain. He's my space dad. And watching him go through an incredibly stressful situation and then understand the importance and weight of what is happening, and then being able to gift that to the captain's people at the end, to have that story take root in the collective consciousness and for Dathan not to have died in vain. Gorgeous. So that's it for today's Star Trek The Next Generation episode, Reminiscence. And it's the last one of the Advent calendar. Day 25. It's done. I hope that you've enjoyed this. I hope that if you've had a chance to listen to this every day, that it's given you 5 to 10 minutes of coziness. And I hope that wherever you are, whoever you're with, whatever you're doing, that you're with people you love or soon to be with them. And that if you're alone, that you can craft exactly the day that you want with nobody else bothering you. That you can do all of the things that you want to do, that you can watch exactly what you want to watch, that you have a blanket that you can wrap yourself up in. Above all else, that you are safe and warm and cozy. I probably won't be speaking to you tomorrow, but I'll be back very soon with more episodes of Tea and Sanctuary. Bye.